Thank you for calling Classy Video Membership. My name is Ann. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ann. I'm trying to wonder why I can't log back into my Crafty's account. Yesterday, I contacted you all, and they reset my password, but now I can't get in it.
Oh, no.
Again, it's giving an error message.
What's the error message saying?
It's just saying error. Let me see. Let me walk off the room. And I have so many classes on here that I paid for, and I'm like, I want my classes.
I understand. And what's your email address?
Hall-Phyllis@sbcglobal.net. Did I say it too fast for you?
Well, you said Hall-Phyllis.
Hall-Phyllis@sbcglobal.net.
How are we spelling Phyllis is my question.
Phyllis. And she reset it to capital A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. But it's not letting me in. Then she could have said 1, 2, 3, 4. But I, let me see.
So I do have an expired account for Phyllis Hall in my system. And it does show that they changed the password for you yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
But you're still not able to get in?
I'm not able to get in. I was able to get in yesterday after she changed the number, the password. I was able to get in and view all my classes. But now today I'm trying to go in it again and I can't get into my classes.
Let me see if I can pull up your account myself. Give me just a moment.
And see the my mind going blank. I just lost my son, so it's like.
Give me just a moment, dear. I'm trying to pull you up.
Okay. My email address has changed, but I think she used the old email address.
Right, that's the email address we have on, the one you get.
Hall-Phyllis.net.
Yep. So I'm in your account and I see everything. No error. I see all your classes.
Okay, she was able to see all my classes yesterday, but I wasn't able to do it on my end until she changed the password. Right. But I'm thinking that the password was a capital A, then she said BC, 1, 2, 3, but I don't know if she put a 4 on the end too. So.
Well, if she didn't say it, then she probably did not. She didn't put in the notes what she changed the email to.
Did she change the password to?
I mean the password. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. So I just, I see you have 62 classes in there that you have access to.
That's what
I'm seeing. Yeah. I think you should log back out and try a different browser. So if you're using Google, maybe you want to try Firefox or one of those and log back in. Because your account is fine. And if you want me to reset the password again, I'll be happy to do that for you.
Well, let's try this and see where. Okay, let me see. Phyllis. It got it, Phyllis, but it's. That I'm logged in, saying free newsletter. Okay, there go my classes. Okay. I don't know what happened, but let me see. Let me make sure it's on my closet.
You see him?
Because it's Sculpt and Magic and... Let me see. Because they have changed. Because I have been off of here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
After I lost my mother, I haven't been on here, really. Okay. But and then when I lost my son, I just... Let me see. This Topsy Turvy intro to ice them out. Yeah, because I'm trying to get back in my field. So that's why I'm like, it let me in.
Okay.
I don't know why
so
it didn't let me in before.
Well, maybe I just have that magic touch.
Maybe you do. Piece of cake. Let me see.
Anything else I can help you with, Miss Hall?
No, I'm just trying to make sure that I can review my classes and start my work again. That's all.
Yep, you should be able to.
It's like your class access. But why is it saying premium membership? Because I already made these purchases.
Well, you can always sign up for a premium membership. That's probably what it's saying. Right now you have an expired membership, so you don't have an active membership, but you always have access to all your classes.
Okay,
Ms. Hall?
Okay, thank you.
And thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. Have a great day.
You too.